talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, June the 14th, 2019, 16 minutes past the hour and after last week, which was a show. We have returned with the full group. It's Brandy Downs, Charlie Evers, and the Wheeze all back together. Last week, I was left alone, Charlie.
Really?
I was
left alone. You're always here.
You were here?
Oh.
I don't even remember you being here.
So funny.
What'd you guys talk about? Did you bond?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd call it.
Yeah.
She just complained for about 45 minutes normally does.
Scott spent the entire time telling everybody that we were best friends and that we actually liked each other and they didn't have to worry about us hating each other.
That's cute.
I think that's all on tape.
Charlie and I showed up.
I don't think that was ever said.
That was said.
No.
We planned it so you guys could just get this all out in the open.
What we talked about was how a lot of times people think that people don't like each other on this show because we do converse and argue, but it's over when the show's over.
Do you like Scott? Brandy?
Well, I don't like her, so it really doesn't matter at this particular point.
Oh, I bet you guys were good. We're trying to get Brandy to go to this concert tomorrow.
Yeah, well, Gin Blossoms. It's Gin Blossom Eve.
I'm not going anywhere with these two yahoos.
Yes, you are.
Now, why don't you want to go?
I use Gmail, by the way.
I already told you I'm not a huge fan of the Gin Blossoms.
We don't care. It's not about that.
She vomits every time she goes to a concert. I just want to see that.
What? Well, you can sit far away from the loudness. It's an outside concert.
I would definitely sit far away from you guys.
Well, that's not true. We are totally cool.
Yeah, you would have a good time.
In our wet spot in the blanket. That's where we're going to sit out in the lawn.
Because it's going to be very wet in Columbus tomorrow. The Pride Parade's going to be very wet tomorrow. It's going to thunderstorm all day long.
There's going to be glitter running down the streets into the storm drains. It's going to be awesome.
Charlie, what do you think of Pride Day tomorrow?
Well,
I think of
Pride Day.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are we on delay?
Hey, you got to remember, I'm an old guy who has different opinions young people.
But I'm not. I was with you on this one. I'm not exactly sure what the point of it is.
Publicity.
There you go.
Probably
you go to a city for what?
You go to a pride parade to be seen.
No, I mean I understand that people want equal rights, and okay. But I don't know at this point what a march does. I mean, who's there?
It's a parade. It's a celebration.
Why would you do it on the weekend when nobody's
in? Celebration.
What are we celebrating?
Just their freedom. Like, you can fall in love with whoever you want. Well, like, it's fine. Like, their freedom.
It's one day out of the year where the LGBTQ+ community gets to be visible.
Nice.
And come out proud without fear of condemnation.
Yeah, that's why they have all the extra cops. They keep it in order. Really, they do. They've got undercover police all over the place in Columbus. They told that on TV this morning. They're prepared.
Well, we don't want any bad press tomorrow on the Gin Blossoms Day.
Yes,
oh,
that's
that's
important.
The pride.
I just don't understand. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly the point is.
What do the Gin Blossoms have to do with the gay atmosphere?
Well, it does. Just Scott and me.
It
doesn't. That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Scott is obsessed with the Gin Blossoms.
No, I just made a point weeks ago that the Gin Blossoms, who had been at the Popcorn Festival in recent years, can draw bigger crowds with more money nowadays than Boys to Men, who were also at the Popcorn Festival in recent years. That's it.
That's not true, but that's fine. So we're
going
to go.
He's also arguing that young people know more Beatles songs than Michael Jackson songs.
They
that's
do not.
You're wrong. Charlie, you were on radio during the Beatles era.
Yes.
Was that not the biggest era in radio history?
When it happened, yes.
Bingo.
Yes,
and Charlie was also on radio.
That's not what we're arguing about.
Nobody's arguing that it wasn't the biggest era. I prefer the Beatles over Michael Jackson. I am not a Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, God, don't say that. We agree.
But to say that the younger generations know the Beatles better than they do Michael Jackson is ludicrous. No, it's not.
No, he was on the Weasel Show a few weeks ago.
Thanks for listening. Shout out, Weasel Show.
No, it's true, Charlie. Is it not true that if you go to show choirs and things of that nature today, they will perform...
Show choirs are not an accurate representation of young people.
Well, who's in show choirs?
The kids do not pick the songs for show choirs.
Oh, that's
the
not
adults
true.
Pick the songs. Listen, for
I'm gonna
show
vomit.
Choirs.
No, that's not
this
true.
Is weird.
It's true that the Beatles are more well-known by younger generation than Michael Jackson is, and we know Brandy's just going to disagree because she always disagrees with everything I say on this program from the beginning of time.
I literally just said I agreed with you that the Beatles were better than Michael Jackson.
Well, good.
So how can you say that I disagree with you?
I bet your
everything.
IQ just jumped about 10 points.
Are any of you old enough to remember 64 when what's-his-name stood out on the stage? The Beatles!
Exactly.
Charlie, my mom wasn't born until 63.
Exactly. Shea Stadium? The Ed Sullivan Show? These are big seminal events.
I don't know what
did Michael Jackson do? Nothing. Nothing. He was there. He was just sitting there.
They showed the Beatles coming out of the airplane.
Oh my God. People lost their minds and fainted.
The Beatles were enormous. But enormous. Kids nowadays are... Further removed from the Beatles than they are
from
Michael Jackson.
The original.
Further removed, but I'm just saying that the Michael Jackson songs of the 80s are of a certain ilk and time that they do not translate into what the kids are listening to today. I was just about to finish the sentence there. Now, the point is, though,
A
composer for the Boston Pops said that the Beatles were our Mozart.
Yes.
There you go.
But that composer is not a young person who is going and putting music on his iPod.
Wrong.
Just ask
Charlie. How old was he? How old was the composer, Scott?
Who?
The composer that you said the Beatles were Mozart.
Get a blood pressure cup. I want to see where her blood pressure is.
Hold on. My blood pressure is fine.
It's 120 over 81 right now, I can tell.
No, I actually 220 have
over
blood pressure. So.
You do?
What's your question?
How old is the person who said that the Beatles are Mozart?
15.
No. You are lying.
And I bet he has Michael Jackson on his...
Charlie, kids still love the Beatles today, do they not?
I don't know.
I see posters. If you go into the... Well, you don't hear Michael Jackson.
Well, hold on, Charlie. The original question was, if you go out to any kid's iPod anywhere in the world, would they have more Michael Jackson songs or more Beatles?
Probably neither.
You can't have Michael Jackson songs on your iPod anymore.
They're putting Billie Eilish on there. Who? Kesha.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See,
well, yeah, I don't know.
That just proves our point. Yep. He has no idea.
Chance the Rapper.
We have teenagers.
Well, good for you. I'm just saying that the people who I have been around, like the show choirs do Hello, Goodbye. I believe the Beatles have been put in the Kennedy Center. No Michael Jackson. Nothing.
The Kennedy Center?
For performing arts, the highest accolade this country can give to a performer?
That has nothing to do with iPods.
Oh, John Kennedy was one of the most revered presidents that a center...
What does that have to do with an iPod? What does that have to do with how a kid selects? I know. That's my point. What does that have to do with how a kid selects music for their iPod? Absolutely nothing.
All these people are dead except the Beatles.
Nobody is denying that the Beatles are enormous. We know the Beatles.
Yeah.
But
you weren't alive when they were a hit.
18-year-old. No, I wasn't.
But you still know them.
Of course, I also know Michael Jackson.
But you were alive during Michael Jackson's era.
So were these kids. Do you understand? He was still alive when most of these young people were born.
Oh,
they know who he is more than they know the Beatles.
Wrong. So we're going to move on. So the point is that the Beatles are big, and Michael Jackson's kind of wavering at this point. Matter of fact, I think that most of his stuff has been yanked, Charlie, because of his little scandals as of recently.
I can remember... Almost 20 years ago, I conducted a tour around New York Island and on a ferry. And the guy pointed out, said, There's the doorstep where John Lennon was killed.
Got it. Bingo. You got it.
What's that mean?
You're exactly right.
Like 20 years ago.
That's how kids choose their iPod music. Well, people, look at that doorstep where he was killed.
Because this is stuff that young or old or middle-aged or whatever, people know John Lennon, they know Imagine, they know Paul McCartney. At Christmas, you tell me, well, hold on. Now listen, what I'm going to say is it
28 over 90.
Is it Christmas? At Christmas, do you hear a Beatles song every Christmas? Oh, yes you do.
Okay,
a Beatles
Halloween, song has become. Do you hear a Michael Jackson song every Halloween?
No, there are no Halloween
songs.
Yes, there
are. They play Thriller every Halloween.
Okay, well fine, that's good. But Halloween is not Christmas. Halloween is not Christmas.
If you go out to a teenager and ask them how John Lennon died, most of them probably wouldn't even know.
Well, I'm glad. That's I don't want to truth. Expose them to that type of
So why
trouble?
Would they care about the doorstep where he
Did
was
Did they know how Michael Jackson died?
Yeah, all four of my kids would say propofol.
Well, there you go. what a great thing he's put into society that he OD'd.
That's not the question, though. The question is whether kids know his music better than they know the Beatles.
Well, just because he's been in the police lineup several times. That's
Doesn't
what the problem
matter.
Is.
If they know it, they know it. That's,
no, that's not
the end
true.
Of the story.
Good Lord.
What about John Lennon's wife?
Yoko Ono?
Yoko Ono.
And again, I just want to point this out. When Michael Jackson wanted to make some money because he was short of money because of all his legal bills,
then how
what did
he
it? Do? He bought the Beatles catalog. He did.
Oh, my goodness.
That's true. So
Scott cannot admit check. When he's
he
wrong.
He makes you hate yourself a little bit.
If I was wrong, I would admit to
you
it.
You are wrong.
But you're wrong on this one.
You are incorrect.
Checkmate. It's over. Okay, let's get into actual plan topics for the last 30 minutes, because this is something...
Oh, these will work out, too. It'll be fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, these will be perfect, because this is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Because apparently, thank God it was a slow week for politics, but it is interesting that Joe Biden, they're heading to Iowa in less than a year, the first Democratic debate's coming up here in just a few months, and apparently Buttigieg is right on Biden's ankles and gaining in Iowa, and Joe Biden this week came out and said, well, if he's elected president, he's going to cure cancer.
Well, he's a doctor, though. Like we're probably,
he's not a doctor.
Yes, he is.
He's not a
His
doctor.
Wife is right.
I thought he was. No, he's a doctor.
First of all, of course we want all cancer cured. Of course we want to see it cured. But Nixon made this promise back in the 70s. Whoever is president wants to see cancer cured. For him to make that statement, that's a big... That's not a good statement to make if you're running for office. You're not going to get cancer cured, Charlie. I mean... You can't make that campaign promise.
I spent 13 years with a group bicycling across Ohio to cure cancer.
Absolutely.
Where'd all that money go? Over $100,000.
Right.
It goes, where does all this money go?
Well, I think it goes to cancer research, but how can Joe Biden say, if you elect me, I'm going to cure cancer? You can't say that.
Wait, how can you say that it was a slow week in politics?
I didn't want to bring up the stuff that you like.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you cannot make that statement. I think that's
I think he's saying we're advanced now. We've come a long way, and maybe we're just a few years off.
No,
from
he
curing.
Said if you elect me, I will cure cancer.
And maybe he will. Maybe it'll happen. I don't know.
Well, if it does, good. But you can't make that as a campaign promise.
No, probably not. But
he's starting to feel the heat. He knows the debate's coming up. He knows he's tired. He's getting a little on in age, and Buttigieg is on his heels in Iowa, and I think he's starting to run down, so now he's got to go and do his bag of tricks. And he's also made a lot of screw-ups already. He's gotten to a verbal bashing with Trump, you know. What did Trump call him the other day? Said he was... Oh, he used some funny... That Obama
they call each other names.
Obama picked him up off the trash heap. He said all kinds of stuff about
him. I don't
him.
Know. I just don't like any of that
That
stuff.
He was stupid.
Do you like Mayor Pete, Randy? Do you like him?
Of course she does.
You don't?
Do you like Joe Biden?
Nope.
Who do you like?
Who do you like?
I'm not going to say. I told you before that everything
else comes rambling out of your
mouth. Diarrhea of the mouth. And
well, he's who do you want then?
I'm not saying.
Why?
Because we're still a long way off from the primary.
What's it rhyme with?
I have the right to change my mind when things come up.
All I know is I don't think Biden's going to have a chance. I think the first debate.
You don't like Mayor Pete? I thought, really?
What's wrong with Mayor Pete?
He's educated.
He's a Rhodes Scholar.
So you're going to wait until we get closer, which
oh,
you
were
should.
A Bernie girl. You were a Bernie girl. You told us that.
Yeah, I'm not voting. I already told you I'm not voting.
Well, how do
Bernie
you know?
Primary.
You already know who you're going to vote for. We haven't even had a debate yet.
No, I told you I have someone that I'm leaning towards. Who? But I'm not telling you.
Is it a man or a woman?
I'm not telling you.
That doesn't tell us anything.
Good Lord. You are cranky this week. What happened?
No, I just...
Did you not like those resumes?
What about Biden's reversal on
Hyde Amendment? You're right. That was a big mistake. First he said, I'm going to stick with it. And then the roof fell in on him. And then he said, I'm not going to stick with it. That's a flip-flop.
Yep.
They all flip-flop.
Well, if that
not
was
like
Trump
that.
Flip-flopping.
They all flip-flop.
No, that was a he did it because the roof fell in on him. You don't. That's a bad flip-flop. You can flip-flop because you evolve, but you don't flip-flop just because your polls took a dive when you did it.
What are you talking about? That's how politics is. Trump said this week that if he got
no.
dirt from a foreign power, wouldn't show the FBI, that
that's
he would
bad,
take
though.
It. And then today in the Wall Street Journal,
he
they came out and said there was a five-hour interview where he said, well, I would show it to the FBI, and I would look at it. How could I know it was bad if I didn't look at it first?
Well, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say about that. President Trump is an honest man. He told you flat out on national television with George Stephanou. I'll look at that stuff. You give me false stuff on somebody, and I'll read it.
I can see the next day Stephanopoulos asking for a raise.
Yeah, I bet he did. That news got all over. But what, I mean, really, when I was, last night was the first night I saw it. I'm not sure when that interview happened, but he didn't lie. I mean, how many candidates, when being faced with something illegal, which it is illegal to take information from a foreign entity, just flat out there and told, yeah, I would take it.
Well, somebody happened.
Well, that's
Romney
something
or
to be proud of.
Somebody
illegal about hearing it.
Yeah, there is. You
yeah,
can't,
yeah,
because it's considered
if
something.
If somebody walked up to you and said, you know, I know something about your opponent, and you say, oh,
Charlie,
don't tell me because it's
happens.
Illegal.
If it's foreign, you can't.
You can't.
Charlie, that's not how this happens. No, you don't walk into a room with a Russian who then says, oh, by the way, let me tell you this dirt. It's a tit for tat. It's a play by play for play.
This was
thing.
Not even on my agenda. I didn't want to talk about
that's
this.
That's not how it happens.
All I'm saying is he was honest. You cannot deny that he was honest. Now
he's been honest about
listen,
things.
You try to be fair in the news, and this is a news station, and you've got to say, even if you don't like the president, he answered that question honestly.
I did not say he didn't answer it honestly.
Which is wrong.
Well, that's a judgment call.
I said that he walked it back when he got pressure.
Yeah, but he wasn't like old Joe Biden here who, listen, that Hyde Amendment was signed years ago when he was in the Senate, and they brought it back up to him, and he's, oh yeah, I'm sticking to my guns on that, and then went the poll numbers, and boy, he was out there the next day. Well, I've talked to Alyssa Milano, and I think I should really change my mind on this thing.
Biden
Alyssa
does
Milano.
Not filter his thoughts.
Now, by the way, Alyssa Milano is the girl on Who's the Boss. That's who apparently is running the Joe Biden campaign.
Oh,
well, then
is,
we have a Kardashian going into the White House getting people out of prison.
Why are you people so on President Trump? He's just
no, I'm not.
I
I'm
wonder.
Just,
Charlie, it's not fair. Was he honest? I mean, it is illegal to take, you know, foreign stuff.
You want
like
the
that.
President to say no? I would turn that into the FBI. You want that, right?
Well, you want it, but that's not what he's going to do. At least
I think they're making a lot about nothing.
You want a president who's going to follow the law.
Yeah,
that's what
you
want.
That's the problem.
It doesn't matter if he's honest about the fact that he won't follow
the
law.
Let me ask you this.
I want him to actually follow the law.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think was more honest, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton by 10 million miles.
Who won?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter in terms of their honesty. So you're saying that as long as he wins, it doesn't matter what he does.
I'm saying his people like that, and if he went the other way, they would leave him, and he's playing to the people.
And yeah, I'm saying his people are wrong for that.
Well, you can. That's what Hillary Clinton said, and you see where she is today.
Well, I'm not running for president.
Yeah. Okay, but Joe. But what I'm saying is, at least he is honest in his convictions.
Oh yes, he's very honest about when he'll break the law. That's great.
Well, you know what? The Democrats can impeach him anytime they want, and they choose not to because they're worried about their own political skin.
Yeah.
So that's just as cowardly
and
to
I
me as anything
else. I disagree
with
them on that. So what's your point?
Anyway, moving on past that. This is big here in Ohio. The Wolf family sold WBNS after all these years. Yes, they did. They're no longer involved in the Ohio media business, and the Wolfs were big Republicans.
They
Everybody
owned
knew
Columbus.
It. They owned Columbus. They owned the Dispatch.
Who'd they sell WBNS? It to? The Who did they sell it to?
It's a conglomerate.
Yeah.
But sold it for almost $500 million. That's B billion.
Wow.
And so now WBNS and the Dispatch are no longer controlled by the Wolf family. Now the endorsements for candidates used to be all Republican because the Wolves tended toward the Republican side. So this might change the landscape of Columbus.
So does that mean they just sold the TV or did they sell the Dispatch?
They had already sold the Dispatch.
They did. Yeah. Okay.
So now the Wolf family is no longer in business.
Now they've been printing the Marion Star and a Mansfield News Journal. I suppose that will continue.
Yeah. And so that's just big news. We want to just let everybody know because that will change a lot of things you watch every day. So that's a big thing. Now, Flag Day is today. And
it is?
I believe.
Yes, it is.
I wish somebody would told me.
Yeah, Flag Day is today. And Father's Day is Sunday. But there is apparently a lot of kvetching that Father's Day does not get the attention that Mother's Day gets. True or false, Charlie?
That's been going on for 100 years or more.
But you have girls, Charlie. What's the plan for Sunday?
I don't know. To be honest, and I don't want any attention. I had enough given to me over vacation.
You've had enough.
Leave me alone is what he said.
Isn't that what I said for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
But you know the biggest gift for Father's Day is a tie.
A tie?
That's still the number one gift.
And my wife would say, make sure
you
tie it tight.
Who wears a tie anymore?
I didn't say people wear a tie, but that's what kids get their fathers. I don't know why that is, but it's always been the number one gift. Did you ever get a tie for Father's Day?
Years ago.
See, there you go.
I used to sell them.
There you go. Sell those ties you get for Father's Day. You excited for Father's Day, Wheeze?
I don't. What am I doing? No, it's my. We're having my daughter's birthday party, so that'll outweigh my
Father's Day.
Yeah,
just
my efforts.
Right in the garbage.
Every day
can.
Is Father's Day. I feel like when
excellent
you wake up with the kids.
Dadding, though, to yeah allow your daughter to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I hope you're not tired because the previous night will be at the.
It depends what we do awesome when we get home. Like, what time do you need to be home, Brandy?
I am not going with you guys.
Party pooper.
That's not commitment there.
No. You should be there.
Wait, have you ever gotten a tie for Father's Day?
I don't think so. That my kids got me a bow tie once because my ears are so big, so they thought it would be proportionate and they laugh at me, but that would be it. No, I don't know. What do I get? I think I got an ice maker last year. Well, no, I don't know what I got. Sorry. That was
well,
stupid.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers
you
out
too,
there,
Scott.
And happy Flag Day.
He's got a kid out there somewhere.
Huh?
I'm
you're
sure
left out.
Dad.
Who does?
You are. Left out of Father's Day.
Oh, that's okay.
No, Chad just said that he had that Scott.
There's
has a
no
kid
way
out there
Scott doesn't have a kid somewhere out there.
You know what's interesting?
I wait for him Saturday morning to knock on the door. Where's Daddy?
It's interesting that there have been kids who, you know, I was around for long periods of time, and those were interesting times.
You should foster. Seriously, you would be a fantastic foster parent.
No, I feel like I have to take care of you. That's enough.
Oh, that's cute, though.
Yeah, because you don't follow the rules.
No, Adam takes care of Jack.
Well, yeah. At least we all know that. At least that's all on the table.
Although.
Yeah, he's got a new person now, Patrick.
Well, you can take care of you both.
Let's sign you up to be a foster.
Let's get you. You and Patrick need to get Adam something for Father's Day. I think that's what she was implying there.
We did.
That is a tie.
A tie. All right.
We're going to take him to a buffet. He was upset over Ponderosa.
Yeah, Ponderosa's done. The biggest story, we put murders on the website. We put thefts on the website. But boy, the Ponderosa closes and holy mackerel.
And that's the day after Adam and Patrick went.
There's already a petition to get a Golden Corral here. I saw it circulating.
A petition?
Marion is food.
Yeah.
That's all people think.
How can you petition?
Well, didn't they have, so what went in there first? Ryan's? Ponderosa, and then so
why would a business want to go for three?
I don't. It's a charm.
Obviously, there's something wrong there. Let's go to your friend Britney Spears. Was granted a 5-year restraining order from her manager, who's in cahoots with her father, with her money. Now, I don't understand this whole situation. To be honest with you, why does she need a restraining order?
Because he's texting. He's
who? Her father?
No, this whatever manager. Her manager is. Yeah,
so what?
He's harassing. I don't know. I think he's in with her money or something. I don't know.
We all know she's nuts.
Why is she nuts?
Oh, she shaved her head and...
She had a period of time where she wasn't mentally okay, but that doesn't mean
forever and
ever and ever.
She just checked out of the mental hospital a couple weeks ago.
She didn't want to go in, though.
So then she's okay if they...
No, she's not okay.
If she's out, I mean...
Somebody put her in there. She didn't go in by choice.
You can't put somebody in.
You can. If they have a conservatorship, I think you can.
She's still got a conservatorship. Yeah. How old is she? 30, 35?
7, okay. 37 or 38.
No, you can't put somebody away.
Yeah, you can.
You can't.
Why not?
Because once
my wife tried to do that with me.
Did she get it done?
Yeah, almost.
With that bow tie and those ears, the whole thing. No, I just don't understand why she needs a restraining order from these people. Isn't she an adult, Charlie?
Is that where all the wet fruit roll-ups came from? Yeah,
that's it.
Why does she need a restraining order?
Just like anybody else would. If they're
I really don't care.
No, I don't care either, but I think she's a little nutty. I think she's, you know, if she was going before a judge, she would not be like a good character witness.
But the judge.
The judge granted it, so well, she must have had evidence that.
They love celebrities. Yes, now, how does her father feel 3 days before Father's Day? Because he's in cahoots with the manager.
He is?
I think so. That's what I read.
Oh.
Well, that's disturbing.
That he reads or that.
I mean, that's a horrible. What? Happy Father's Day. Here's a restraining order.
He just skimmed it.
Oh, he did. You're a headline reader. I know you are.
I don't care about this story at all, really. I was just stretching for more
stuff. You're the one that picked the story, so why did you bring it up?
Because I didn't want to talk about, you know, foreign information and all that stuff.
I thought it was going to swing around more to LGBTQ, whatever.
Yeah.
We tried to talk about that, but nobody really had a good answer.
Do you still think Q is questionable?
I think that we're going to say Q is questionable on this show and not go any further.
No, do not say questioning. Questioning.
That's it.
Food that's been in your refrigerator for 7 days is questionable. People are not questionable. They are questioning.
What are they questioning?
I think if you walk down
Charlie, don't do it.
The right answer for Q.
Which is questionable.
Nope. There are two different.
I feel stupid here.
Q-E-E-R.
No.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with
is
that.
Is it bad? Can you spell?
Why do we have to do this?
That's not on the list of FCC.
No, but we're a kind, wholesome afternoon show here.
Oh, a couple of times.
If somebody identifies that way and you are not using it to slander them, that term is fine. But you can't go around calling people that word if that is not the way in which they identify,
so that's where,
or if you're
that's where questionable
it in a slanderous
came from.
Manner.
No. So why do they identify? Why wouldn't they just say they're gay?
Yeah, why do we need five letters?
There are non-binary people. And
I know that, but isn't the Q word the same as saying...
Isn't gay or lesbian same thing as saying questionable?
No, it's not questionable. Now my blood pressure's going up.
Yeah, it is. Her hair's standing up.
Questioning. Oh,
that was like The Exorcist. That was a weird voice.
I can't believe that they started calling themselves the Q word.
So that's okay, as long as it's not slander, is that true?
No, if they identify that way.
Okay.
Look, who?
A person of the LGBTQ plus community.
I'm you call somebody that name, they're going to get angry. That's considered.
That's what I thought.
Look, you don't walk around referring, like I don't walk up to Charlie and go, hey, hetero. That's not how this works.
That's cute,
you don't,
though.
Wasn't that nice?
You don't just walk up to random people and use that word. But if you know the person, they identify that
enough.
Way.
That's right. You don't use that word. You wouldn't go down.
Unless they ask you to use that word.
You go down to that.
As an identifier.
You go down to that pride show tomorrow and say that word and you see what happens.
I used to ride.
I think I'd be okay.
I rode hundreds of miles with a partner on my bicycle, and he would yell out all kinds of bad names. And then we'd run. We pedal as fast as we could.
Well, see, there you go. That's good summer fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't go to the parade tomorrow, then, Charlie's saying.
I don't know why we always have to talk about this. I just, it's
because
it's colorful.
No, Charlie said, why don't we spend more talking about the LGBTQ? Don't put this back on me.
Red, orange, yellow.
It's Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, that's good. Fine. But I don't understand. I don't. Why do they need all those letters?
It's the rainbow.
Why is there a rainbow?
Yeah, why a rainbow, too?
Because when it rains.
Inclusive of everybody.
A rainbow's inclusive of everybody?
Yes.
It's just showing all the different colors.
Only
it's just
if the sun is shining on the other side of the rainbow.
I thought it's because you got a rainbow after a lot of tears.
New subject.
Well, hey, you don't run this show.
I'm going to have to start.
A good trivia question. What was the number of the rainbow division in World War II?
Five.
There was a rainbow division.
How many were in it?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Oh, 5,000. Okay.
It's interesting.
And boy, if you ever referred to them
right,
gay,
right, they would have.
You'd been flattened.
There'd have been a problem. Sure.
It was a 42nd armored.
There were gay men in the military even back then.
I interviewed one who came out later on. His name was Twink.
Twink?
That's a term now, too, though, right? A twink? Like, that's a term, yeah.
But not a derogatory term.
Yeah, it is. Is it?
No, the man,
it can be.
It can be, yeah.
The man's name is Twink.
Yes, his name is not derogatory.
His real name is Twink?
I don't really know, but that's what he told me to call him.
Oh, see, then that wouldn't be derogatory.
Yeah, brother, named Twinkie.
Twinkie, yeah.
But if you just went around calling people that word.
Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just
Charlie,
saying,
why would you do
that? Yeah. Well, go down the street sometime, roll down your window, and yell the Q word.
I will not.
Why? You said it was okay.
If they ask you to call them that.
Said
who's going to
okay
ask, hey, listen, can you call me that?
I guess there are people that would ask to be identify.
This is the dumbest conversation in the history of this program.
What else do you have down on your 8.5 by 11?
We probably got a lot of people wanting to go to the gay parade in Columbus
tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll be loaded up tomorrow.
Aren't they having one in Marion, too?
It's going to rain. It's going to rain
in the morning. No, it's not.
Oh, it's going to rain in the morning.
At night.
7 o'clock, it's going to start.
I'm surprised there's not one organized in Marion.
Well, I might start just for Charlie.
We don't have a lot of LGBTQ in Marion.
Of course we do.
I bet you do.
We have the same percentage as any other population.
Go out.
In the
I don't care
States.
What you do. What do I care?
You just said you did. You didn't understand it.
No, I just say I don't see a lot of people bringing that out. A lot of the people don't like to talk about that.
Right. Oh, they do nowadays.
That's
I thought
why
that
you don't randomly run up to people.
People can do what they want. I don't care. I'm just saying I don't understand. If you tried to have one of those in Marion, I don't think it would go over very well. It's like the when they tried to protest the Trayvon Martin thing. I remember that some kids were protesting it because the boy was shot, and then on the other street corner there were two guys with concealed carries on their side. You know, and you had to have a cop driving up and down the street. I think that's what would happen in Marion if you tried to do that.
That's fine.
The Marion people probably just go to Columbus. It's so close. Like, you would not have your separate.
I think people can do what they want. I don't care. Take your pictures, put them on Facebook, knock yourself out.
I hope everybody has fun at Pride.
Good. What do they do? Just walk?
Hey, no, Martin.
It's a whole party.
Why don't you come along?
I'm busy tomorrow.
No, you're not.
I got
with
stuff
what
to do. My plans.
What?
Busy.
He's going to the Gym Blossoms with you to
late
sit on wet grass.
With you too.
Nope.
Why don't you want to go anywhere?
She does. She just won't admit it.
I don't want to go.
Look how excited she is.
Enjoy the Gym Blossoms.
Well, after it's over, you and your people bring a friend.
My people.
Yeah, whoever you have. Do you have friends?
But she can't go to the concert because she gets sick every
time.
Right,
but I'm saying after it's over,
after I bomb on Scott,
we'll say.
Okay. She's coming.
We'll send you a text.
If you make me go to that concert, I'm aiming for you.
We'll send you a text, and we'll say, hey, we're going to go to this pizza place afterwards, and you can come along.
But I already told you I don't like pizza.
But what do you like?
You don't like pizza?
Oh, my
gosh. What do you like?
That's a long story.
Well, please don't tell it. What do you like?
We'll go wherever you want. It's fine.
What do
you
want, Chinese?
No, I'm just going to stay at home and prepare for Father's Day.
What are you doing for your husband for Father's Day?
He got a grill for Father's Day.
Does he know that?
What?
Good.
He already got it. He wanted it early, so he
is
got
he
it
listening?
Early. No, not today.
Oh, okay.
He has something else to do.
Oh, you said grill.
Grill.
Oh.
What do you think she said?
Not a girl.
Oh, a girl. She got him a girl.
He oils the grill.
I already seasoned. It's a cast. It has a cast iron.
Oh, you got a nice grate. One. Yeah.
So I already seasoned it for him. It's good to go.
Great.
He's gonna
cook nice
out, and I have him. I also got him another little surprise so that he'll have something to
oh,
open
what's
on
that?
Father's
ooh,
Day.
Is that private?
Will you stop?
No, it's not private.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Will you stop?
You see, were wondering too. I
no,
saw your
I
face.
I wasn't wondering about
you
that.
You guys all lit up.
No. What? You're gonna be quiet for a day? Is that what's gonna happen?
Ha, ha, ha.
Boy, I know that could never happen.
He wouldn't enjoy it if I was quiet.
Oh, I bet he would.
No,
ask him in private.
What are we talking about?
Ask him in private. Okay.
So scared. Sorry.
The other topic today is people seem not to like it when you yell at other people's kids.
Well, who's going to like that?
Well, Scott, you should stop.
I don't yell at anybody's
down
kids.
The street,
I don't
opening
care.
The window and yelling at somebody's kid.
When I've went in and taught I never yell at the kids. I never send the kids to the principal's office. I've never done it.
He just goes, do what you want.
That's well, weird that you're
don't
a teacher.
Don't aggravate me.
I just said, I don't think yelling at kids gets the point across.
Probably not.
I think it just makes them angry and makes them want to react. If I yelled at, like, you're a yeller. You scream at me all the time. Now, I'm not going to yell
you're
back
not
at
a
you.
Child.
I'm not going to yell back at you, though, and because that would just feed the argument.
And it goes
not a
nowhere.
Yeller,
right.
I'm a loud talker.
No. You like, your voice went like that earlier on when I said something.
Do you yell at your kids?
No. If you ask my kids, they'll say.
Does your husband, does he yell at them?
My husband's a yeller.
Yeah.
Do you yell at your husband?
At the kids, but do I yell at my husband?
Yeah. Why is that a hard question to answer?
When they have to ask again.
No,
yeah.
No.
You had to think about it.
Well, there's a difference between wanting to and actually doing it.
You don't yell at kids, Charlie. You don't seem like a yeller.
I don't have kids to yell at.
But you never did when they were you're young.
They've all grown up.
But when your kids were young, you didn't yell at them.
Didn't I?
You don't yell at your grandkids. You have a nice relationship with
them. He can send them home. It's fine.
Your own kids.
Do you yell at your kids?
No.
Right, because it doesn't work. So why would
put
you
them
yell?
Under the garage.
Why would you yell at somebody else's kids?
I think go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is it actually?
Oh, isn't that polite?
Is it actually specifically yelling at them, or is it just that people don't like it when
you yell at somebody else's kids?
When you correct somebody else's
kids. So listen
to
this. Patrick rides the bus. So this lady's kid was up on the bus making noise or whatever, and he spanked this woman's kid.
Oh, what? You can't do that.
He spanked this.
I would have beat him to a pulp.
And I think this woman like came after him or whatever. So he yelled, and then he grabbed a child's arm and spanked its. And he said, it's because you won't. I'll handle it. That's what he said to the woman.
I also don't spank my children. So.
I don't either. But
well, I mean, I think that's a choice everybody makes, but I don't think you should be touching anybody else's kid.
Ooh. No, not especially on a
not
bus.
Unless you want Mama Bear to go.
And I think Mama Bear, took care of him.
I'd imagine so. That's not good.
You could bring it to the parents' attention and say, hey, your child's doing this.
No, but people get protective of their own kids, I think, is where this is going. Like, if you are out in a park and some other kids throw sand in your kid's face and you go over and yell at that other kid. I don't think you should do that. I think you should maybe just go take your kid and get away. It's not your place to yell at the other kid. I understand that's the compulsion because your kid's hurt. But
you just remove your kid from the situation.
You don't yell it because then if the other parent's there or they run back and tell their parents, it's going to be a much bigger problem than it needed to be.
You can say, please don't do that. Like, that's not very nice. Like, you don't have to get irate with them.
But don't yell. But people do. People fly off the handle easy now. I think there's a problem with people.
So I think the moral of the story is to take care of your own kids and be attentive to your own kids when you're out and about. Because if you are attentive and you're not allowing your kids to do dumb stuff, then nobody else will yell at your children.
That's proactive.
But that's not true because, you know, sometimes kids don't mean to do the things that they do. Like throwing sand, sometimes they're just having a good time and they think they're playing around and then it ends up in somebody's eyes.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's when you would react differently than if it's
I don't
if
know.
You go, if your kid is the one throwing sand and you go to your kid and you say, that's not how we play with sand. You're going to have to leave the sandbox if you do that again. Then you've taken care of the problem and the other parent doesn't have to come in and say, your kid's brat. Get him out of the
Have you
sandbox.
Ever yelled at somebody else's kid?
Not that I recall.
Well, that's good.
No. I don't. I mean.
Because you seem like a little bit of an unhinged person.
Yes, totally unhinged. I walk in the store, and as soon as I hear another kid screaming, I just start beating.
With her purse. Wham! Wham! Mm-hmm.
Well, the other. Was it last week on this show? Yeah, I think it was last week when it was just you and I where we figured out that you'd seen an analyst several times.
No, that's. That is not what happened.
You guys are recalling different
I was here.
Things.
Yes.
Because I asked you if you'd ever seen an analyst about your anger
and
issues.
I
and you said.
I said I was not going to answer
You were not
that
going
question.
To answer, which means yes.
No, it doesn't.
It does mean yes. If
no,
you didn't,
doesn't.
You would say no.
No.
Why would you be ambiguous about that question? There's nothing wrong with
we're
a thing
We're violating
an
HIPAA.
No, not if you say it. If the doctor
okay,
says it, that's
say
violating
it.
HIPAA.
I just don't need anyone to know
yeah, but why
about
is there a stigma around that? I don't think
there
there's
isn't.
A stigma around depression and anger and anxiety.
Well, first of all, I don't have anger issues.
He laid all of that out for you.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am sure.
That answer sounded like you had some anger issues.
I do not have anger issues.
Have you ever seen an analyst?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Every week after this show. I'm out of here and right to the analyst. Charlie, there's no stigma around that anymore. I mean, 30 years ago, yeah, people would have thought you were nuts. But, I mean, everybody goes now because people have emotional problems.
Everybody goes?
Well, I don't know about everybody, but 90%.
I probably should. I just don't.
Have you seen an analyst?
No, I should.
He said no because there was nothing to hide.
But I'm saying I should. I just don't do that.
Right, but you said.
If you went to an analyst, that means they know more than you.
Have you ever went to an analyst, Charlie?
No.
Okay. There we go.
Do you want to?
Now, have you ever been to an analyst?
Me either.
I'm not answering.
Now, see, that's
There's
a yes.
No point.
That's a yes.
Why would I need to?
Look at me for a minute. Okay, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
I saw those eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why people. That's one of the last. That's one of the last stigmas in the world. I think is seeing an analyst, and I don't know why.
I don't think there is any stigma to it. That's not why I'm not answering. It's just a private thing.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes talking to a stranger, somebody outside your home,
which is good.
That's good.
Good.
Does the analyst have a couch? You know, we've been shown that over the years.
I think I don't know. Maybe. Do they? I don't know.
They should.
We're producers.
Oh, yeah, casting. I've seen those.
But I don't know why that's such a stigma. But the point was that we talked about that last week, and eventually you admitted to it.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, if people want to go back and listen to the tape, they can hear that you admitted to it. And
they
I think
not hear that.
In any event, when you admitted to it, I think what people realized was that anybody can have that sort of problem. It's really a...
How'd you guys get on that topic? Were you yelling at him?
Yeah,
no.
She always is.
Oh, my word.
The person who has no anger.
So you then you asked her,
I said,
they got over the
difference
top.
There's a difference between everyone gets angry.
Yeah.
If you don't get angry, there's a problem. Anger is a normal human emotion. That does not mean
I
have anger problems.
I don't get angry about anything.
Exactly. My point.
So she's saying you have a problem.
What's
and
wrong
you
with
should
that?
See an analyst.
No, you get, your blood pressure goes up. You get all angry for nothing.
Anger is a natural human emotion.
Well, maybe in your house.
No, just in all human houses.
Not really. Okay. Not the houses I've been to. They're all fine and nice.
Oh, yeah,
and...
you do great when your aunts are there.
I don't have an anger
oh,
toward
that's
them.
Good. I forgot about, yeah.
I don't have an anger toward
a
them.
A little bit.
They're just rotten people.
Yeah, no anger there.
No anger. I mean, just you call it, you
call
balls and strikes.
Rotten.
You call balls and strikes. Like the whole wedding letter, which I won't go through again, but he was angry at me, but I didn't get angry with him for, you know.
No, you just brought it up on air every week for like the past 9
And that's his therapy.
Months.
That's his therapy.
Aiming
Nothing
to
angry
him.
About that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Embarrass who?
Defaming his character.
The recipient of the letter.
But I never said his name.
Yeah, you did, Kevin.
No. Never said his name.
I feel like he did. I feel like you mail a letter and it's always Kevin. Like, you got to be related to a Kevin somewhere.
No, I think it's fine that they did what they did, but I don't know why anybody would get that upset over a letter. If I was getting married, that would not be the first thing on my mind is what somebody wrote in a card the wedding night.
God doesn't have human emotion. We've got it.
Well, I think that emotions are a dangerous thing.
Emotions are an imperative thing for human beings.
Do you take medication? Maybe it's something like that.
No, it's fine.
Medication.
Do you want some?
No, like like somebody who gets upset over the president. See, I think that's a little wacky.
Well, look, I understand why people don't get upset over the president, but I think there are a lot of people for whom the actions of the president and Congress and the government as a whole has very personal impacts on their lives, and they are entitled to get angry if that is how they feel about anything that's being done by our government. I don't think it's wrong to be angry about these things that impact our personal lives.
Did you have fun at the anniversary party?
Nope.
Can you break that down into quarter hours, and I'll tell you which one? No, I did. I thought it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Because I met Sean for the first time.
You did, certainly.
Gary, or what's his name?
Terry.
He was great.
We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
He always makes me laugh.
Yeah. And you
Charlie and I embraced a little bit. He just got back from vacation. It was good to see him. Yeah.
And Charlie had a good time. He had a conversation with somebody who was here. And
it was best because he was...
In and out. That was quick. Yeah.
Well, that made me nervous, though, because I'm like, he's done these before. Why is Charlie in and out like that? So I thought, well, maybe I should do that. And then Brandy, like, kept me here.
Yeah.
So.
Just
making fun of
time?
Everybody
right
else.
To the couch and
did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was brilliant. best time I've had in a long time.
See, that was rude.
And it was nice. Did you guys pay for that pizza, or did we get that as a sponsor or a supporter?
Did you eat the pizza?
I watched people.
Good old Domino's.
Did you have some pizza?
I did not have.
You don't like pizza. I forgot.
I did. I had a piece. But then...
I just don't know, because that night started off with a very weird conversation that I don't know ever made it on the air, but it was about Barbara Walters.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's nice of you to pray before
Save
we end
me.
The show this
Save
week.
Save me.
You have a lot of anger. Tell your analyst this week about it. I'm sure he'll clear you right up.
Why is it a man?
We both went to the same place at the same time.
Why not? In any event.
You're the one that assumed.
You know what they say about people who assume?
Mm-hmm.
That they're very smart and intelligent people with very high IQs.
No.
That's what they say.
That's a different version. But
he's been wrong so many times today.
Hey, by the way, at the King of Prussia, I had my usual hot and sour soup. And again, I told the girl, I drove 500 miles to get this. I have for three different times now. And she looked at me like she could have fallen asleep.
Must have been a relative of Brandy's. That's how they all react, kind of rude and obnoxious.
It's that good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's full of seaweed, tofu.
Yeah.
And everything is good.
Delicious.
Red pieces of pepper. Oh,
oh, it's like flavorful, huh?
Yes, yes.
I've only had hot and sour soup at House of Hunan.
Now, Charlie, you've got a special guest this afternoon?
Yep.
I have a Marine coming in, yes.
Yes.
In full dress.
At what time?
Sometime after I'm on.
Sometime after you're on. And tomorrow morning, 7 to 10.
Yep, we have plenty of giveaways. It's going to be a Father's Day show
Yep. And
we're going to Gin Blossoms after that tomorrow.
What are you looking at me for? I don't have another show.
No plans, no life.
That's right.
You'll be sitting in the back taking the resumes from the people who are listening to the show.
That is right.
You're really not going to go with us?
You're not a very good friend. You're not a very good friend to not come to the Gin Blossoms tomorrow.
Wait, now we're friends?
Yeah, we are.
No, you and he are.
You invite me. You coerced me.
You and he are friends. We're not friends.
Oh.
No. That's a little too much.
Yeah, but I feel like you want to go, but you just don't want to commit.
Her?
No, Scott. Brandy's going.
Well, that remains to be seen. We'll find out tomorrow, and we'll all have to listen next week to see what happens.
We can live stream my vomiting on Scott.
Ooh.
Now, see, why would you want to do that on a human? Why not on the grass?
Because it's going to be wet with my blanket.
It's already wet.
Yeah, well, you just add to it.
We should all go.
Don't eat before. Yeah, it'll be a nice little get together.
Yeah.
You bring the pictures of Barbara Walters that you want to prove that she's whatever.
Lord.
Okay, that's it. We're all done this week. And Charlie's coming up next for 2 hours.
All right, sounds good.
Then...
Thanks, Rob.
I'm trying to end this on a positive thing.
You're not positive.
Yes, I am.
Tomorrow morning, the Weasel Show from 7 to 10 a.m. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. And the Gin Blossoms tomorrow night. You going to be plugging away at that?
At what? We got to meet them first.
It's over. It's over. We're done this week. And enjoy the show. Enjoy the programming coming up next.
At 3:15, we take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen.